From the creators of Mercury Theater Podcast comes Universe 25. Listener's discretion is advised. Previously on Universe 25.
This is Founder Era shit.
We've had several people explore the surface, and they would always come back sick.
You're the key to the city's advancement.
Are you ready to change the course of history?
Isn't marriage and slavery synonymous?
We have followers willing to die for the Chiesa. This is all for the greater good of Kaland.
She does not care much for you.
Nor I for her.
Is there something we should know?
Mercy! Please! We have nowhere to go! Please show mercy! Please!
We're being punished for disregarding the laws of Kaland. Kaland hasn't known poverty until just recently. And that's our fault. It appears you're happy to just push it to destruction just so you can say you made a difference.
I wish I never found that tunnel.
Me too.
I am hereby resigning my position as one of the 10 governors.
We have decided to christen you the Sovereign Right, First Father.
Justice. Honor.
You treat them like they were some ancient gods deserving of worship. If you don't lockstep with him, you may find yourself getting removed altogether.
The Modest Assembly is a group of people who help make sure the Chiesa runs without too many hiccups.
I can't trust anything you say or do, because I can't trust them.
You've apparently made it your mission to make me your enemy.
How often do they tell you what to do or say?
I think it's time the governors lose their grasp on you, and you stop taking the dailies.
You're putting me in jail?
He's suffering. All because he's off his dailies.
Your religious bullshit doesn't work on me.
If there's a little mythology that helps people find that joy, can it really be all that bad?
I think we should get married. One of the doctors here, she tested the meds Ares has been taking. We'll get this sorted out so you know I'm not lying.
Okay.
Duchess, it is an honor to have you here.
Leona is fine. What are we looking at?
So, every citizen of Kaland is required to take the dailies. Everyone has a chip inside of them, and it gets scanned. And everyone gets very specific medications to everyone individually. That's why it takes a few seconds every time you get the meds.
Can you explain it a little faster? I have someone.
No. I want to hear everything. If you're so busy, you should probably just do that. I need to know what's going on around here. Doctor?
Sure. Okay. Where was I?
The time it takes to get the dailies.
Right. My apologies. Each has its own formula. Sometimes it will be a simple formula for regular people, but some people have some medical abnormalities that require different formula.
Leona, come find me when you're done here. We're not done talking about the other thing.
We had one of our technicians hack into the system and get Sovereign Right Ares dailies. We needed to determine if it was what was making the Sovereign Right sick. If you look at this, you can see when I mix in this white powder with this medication, it turns purple. It should be turning blue. Purple means that the Sovereign Right Ares has been inadvertently taking hallucinogens.
For how long?
I wouldn't be able to tell you. The dailies could potentially change every day. He may have only had one dose, or he could have been taking it for weeks. We don't know. We'll probably never know.
How do you know all this?
I worked directly under the governors, prescribing the formula for all the individuals.
Was it customary to add hallucinogens into citizens' dailies?
Very rarely. Honestly, I can't remember a single time the governors asked us to do that.
The governors decide what to prescribe everyone?
No. Not often, no. Sometimes they would drop in to give us a list of individuals who were to join the actives, and we would adjust their prescriptions accordingly.
Wow. There is so much to unpack here. So Nicholas was right.
I don't know exactly to what you're referring.
He said we were manipulated by our dailies.
More often than not, no. But to some limited extent, yes. The actives are given higher dosages of certain mind or body-enhancing vitamins, but the governors couldn't direct the citizens' hourly autonomy.
Like they couldn't pull a lever that makes someone raise their hand involuntarily.
Or think a random thought at exactly the right time. Exactly.
What's the best thing to do with Ares, then?
The Sovereign Right is dealing with symptoms we have never seen. We have the dailies specifically to ensure events like this never happen. Traditionally, times like these would possibly warrant exclusion from outside sources. Confinement, for example.
Imprisonment is ethically questionable, even in times like these.
Good thing I don't have to make that decision.
Then who does if you don't?
The Chiesa. In this instance, it appears the First Father has. Trust me, there is no easy solution. Hopefully, whatever he has been under the influence of, for however long, will leave his system. He's been refusing food, but at least he's been drinking plenty of fluids.
Thank you for your patience with me, Doctor. I'll go let him know what's going on.
I apologize for overstepping, but that isn't advisable.
What do you mean?
When a patient is told they're hallucinating, the records show they reject it and become even more withdrawn.
He didn't seem very withdrawn when I saw him a few minutes ago.
Mood, appetite, bodily functions, and everything else are currently unpredictable. One minute he seemed fine, and the next, the incident happened.
What incident?
I probably shouldn't be the one telling you, Duchess, but you probably deserve to know. When one of the caregivers tried to feed him, he became irate and started throwing things in his room. He was very loud. Personally, I have never seen anything so violent.
Poor Ares. Thank you so much for letting me know. If there's anything that changes with his condition, would you do me a favor and let me know?
Of course.
Chapter 6. Behavioral Sync.
How could you bring up some ancient proposition to me while Ares is being held captive like he's some sort of animal?
I realize the timing could be better, but now is the time. The Chiesa needs something to be excited about. The Sovereign Rite has mysteriously been missing from the public eye, but yours and my betrothal will be incredibly uplifting to people who watch the Chiesa and us blossom.
I won't marry you, Nicholas. I will not do it. The very notion of marriage is outdated, and I would never subject myself to such enslavement.
I'm offended. You would assume I would try to enslave you somehow.
We talked about this. We saw evidence of marriages, in the whole providing food, cleaning up, removing boots, all of it. I would never do these things for you.
You wouldn't have to. Or haven't you noticed that no one cleans anymore? We aren't Neanderthals. Nobody cooks anymore. Well, not really anyway. It kind of came back by necessity for some, but to their excitement. It isn't about slavery.
Then what?
It's about trust. It's about the union between you and me.
Do you not trust me? What's there not to trust in me for? Are you trying to ensure that I won't have sex with other people? Is that it? Do you want to marry me just so I'll strictly have sex with you? Would you do the same for me? There's no way in hell you'd limit your physical relations to only me. There's no way in hell I'd do the same for you. Nothing about marriage seems good to me. For the life of me, I can't imagine why you'd ever consider it yourself, knowing you.
Leona, please.
Oh, please? You're going to grovel now? Is this from the MA? Did they tell you to marry me?
How? I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not an idiot, Nicholas. I believe in the Chiesa. I believe you gave hope despite everything the Chiesa has gone through in recent months. I think it's a good thing, but I'm losing faith in the Chiesa's leader.
The Chiesa is nothing without its leader, Leona.
So you say. I think it would just be best if I take my leave. Talking to you has helped no one, except to help clarify some things.
What do you mean, take your leave?
I won't be one of your girlfriends anymore. There are plenty of women who would be more than happy to take the position as First Father's slave girl.
I don't think you understand. If you leave, so does your title.
I never give a shit about being called the Duchess. It means nothing. If you want to publicize our breakup, be my guest. I sure as fuck won't tell anyone. Goodbye, Nicholas.
I'm losing all control. The professor leaves, Leona leaves, and I put my best friend in jail.
He's in confinement for his own safety.
How many times do we have to tell ourselves that before we believe it?
Is he not a danger to himself?
Is he?
Of course. If the governor's caught wind of the accusations he had, we would all be in danger. Himself especially. He needs to recover from his dailies. He will get better.
Are you sure about that?
I know it for a fact. He's a resilient young man, as are you. You made it off the dailies fine, didn't you?
I wasn't taking meds with any hallucinogens.
That we know of.
Whatever it is, I didn't have this kind of withdrawal.
It's different for everyone. I think now is the time to publicize the news about the Sovereign Right.
What would we even say about his condition?
Don't worry about it. I have it handled, and everyone in leadership will be better for it.
Good evening, everyone. First Father Nicholas and Honorable Irmgard have requested that I address a looming question many of you have brought to our attention. Sovereign Right Ares has been out of the limelight recently, and that is due to an unexpected illness. The Sovereign Right had been taking his dailies, and just recently, our medical experts have notified us of some substances that he has been unintentionally consuming. The governors of Kaland have been secretly adding hallucinogens to his meds. He is currently suffering withdrawals from the substances and cannot be seen by the general public, not even the Chiesa. This only highlights something that First Father Nicholas has said before, that the dailies are a way the governors have been controlling our mental states. They have been withholding vitamins crucial to our successes and slowing our minds. First Father has warned us against the medications, but we never suspected that the governors would attack our very own Sovereign Right. He is in great agony like I have never witnessed in my life before. Personally, as Justice, I urge you to avoid taking your dailies. It could be the difference between reality and a twisted fantasy. Please, petition to the founders that our Sovereign Right Ares is wholly renewed. Thank you, everyone. Forever provided.
Are you all right there, buddy?
You know I'm in no mood to be antagonized.
I would be concerned if you were. Good to have you back.
From where? I've been here the entire time.
I was worried you were a goner. Last time I was here, you were tossing your tray around.
What are you talking about?
You must have been out of it. If you don't remember that, shit, that was intense.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, in any case, it is good to have you here. Are you hungry?
Famished.
Good thing I brought food for you, just in case.
Thank you. Have you decided to let me go yet?
Absolutely. You're free. I just had the doctor review your situation. I actually came just to let you know you were free to go. Also, I have to let you know what went on while you were sick.
With what?
You. And with Leona. But first, you. The dailies. They are laced with hallucinogens that caused you to go apeshit recently. The throwing of your food, the defecating in the corner, all of it.
I did... What?
It's no big deal. We cleaned it up. You're all better now. The room smells nice again. Don't take the dailies anymore. They make you sick. You suffered what the doctors called withdrawals. That seemed worse than the drugs, but now you're better.
You said I'd still be able to take them, if I so choose.
Not anymore. Not since we learned the governors were drugging you. No two medications for any individuals are alike, so taking someone else's is out. The Chiesa is no longer supporting the use of the dailies.
That drastic of a measure has... Nobody knows the ramifications.
The governors can't control us anymore. They can't control you anymore.
What about Leona?
She's missing.
Why?
I asked her to marry me, and she hasn't been heard from since.
Marry you? Didn't we discuss how archaic that is? But she left?
It seems that way. And since we don't have the trackers for her chip yet, we have no idea where she is.
I assume she said no, then.
Yeah.
Guess you're not as persuasive as you try to make us think you are.
I guess not.
Come in. Professor, what are you doing here? Come in. Did anyone see you here?
No. No one except Leona.
You found Leona?
Oh, quite the contrary. She found me.
What do you mean?
My affiliation with the Chiesa has lost me everything. Or don't you know the repercussions of knowing you and the First Father?
I wasn't aware you got affected.
Everyone got affected, Ares.
Where have you been, if not back in Kaland?
I don't feel comfortable disclosing that to you. But let's just say the numbers of people like me, the nomads, are higher than you'd expect.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. What you and Nicholas do affects everyone, whether you know it or not. It looks like Leona's not too far off from joining our little colony.
So I've been realizing. What brings you here?
I heard you were sick.
I'm better now, but yeah. I was out of it for several days. I watched the footage of me screaming and throwing things. I had no clue I was doing these things.
Hmm. Did anyone tell you what was going on?
Only after. Come to find out, the governors had added a hallucinogen to my dailies.
The governors. Or governor.
Governors.
So, Irmgard had no access to your meds before you took them? Look, I'm only asking because there was only one other time anyone in all of Kaland has ever shown the signs you're referring to. Leona told me all about your symptoms, and I did a bit of research. This isn't Irmgard's first time doing something so malicious with someone's mind. Do you remember before Irmgard was appointed one of the governors?
Yes.
She and three other clerks were up for the promotion. She was clearly a front-runner, but the other person was relieved of his position due to a mental breakdown. Nicholas was the one who broke the news on the show, I realized. It was reported that the stress had caused him to lose his mind. When I heard about your illness, I immediately saw the connection. The common denominator is Irmgard.
But she never touched my meds.
Are you positive?
Pretty sure.
So you dispensed all your meds and took them without anyone taking them from you?
No, but then again, it's hard to recall so much. But it's my understanding that there was suspicion about the dailies, that the doctors had the system hacked so they could test my prescription, finding the hallucinogen.
When did you start feeling the effects of the illness?
After I was admitted.
And that doesn't seem suspicious to you?
Everything seems suspicious to me. You don't understand how it feels to be under the influence of that shit. Everything is upside down. You don't know left from right. I blacked out so many times. I can't expect to know what is suspicious or what I should actually be suspicious of.
I understand, Ares. You still seem exhausted.
I am.
I apologize for having troubled you. I just...
What?
No, I already said too much today. I've said too much about the whole Chiesa nonsense. You know I want what's best for you and what's best for your followers, right?
I do.
Please, be careful. I told you early on not to trust Irmgard. That still holds true today. Don't let her do anything you don't explicitly agree to. I don't know how things work around here anymore. It seems so much has changed these last couple of years. And nobody knows who's really running the show anymore. And your friend, he is the most clueless of them all.
I heard you last time. I'm not trying to push you out, but my warning would be against you getting caught around here. Is there anything else you came for, or was that everything?
That was pretty much it. I needed to see you for myself, and to see if I was right about Irmgard. Keep an eye on her, Ares. She won't let anything stand between success and herself. If she thinks you're a threat, she will stop at nothing to eliminate you or your position.
I hear you. What about Leona?
What about her?
Is she planning on coming back to Prosperity?
I don't think she's made up her mind yet. But whatever she does, she's made it abundantly clear that she is done with Nicholas. And between you and me, I don't blame her.
You and me both, Professor. I wish I could let you stay overnight, but I'm under constant supervision.
No. No, I understand, Ares. Take care of yourself, son. I do not envy your position. Good night.
You've had enough time to consider it, Leona. Why won't you marry me?
I gave you plenty of reasons to not marry you. I haven't been considering marrying you or not. I've been considering where I'm going to live. Here or...
Or where?
Elsewhere, all right? Just elsewhere.
If you say no to me...
I already said no to you.
If you say no to me, you'll have nowhere to go. Callan has already blacklisted you. None of us, get it, none of us can go back. You either marry me or nothing. There is nowhere else for you.
Yeah, that isn't exactly true.
Who else is going to give you everything I have to offer anyway?
What are you talking about? Look around you, dude. This is a wasteland. Ooh, look at you. You're the king of shit. This isn't special. You're not special.
I didn't want to do that. You forced me.
I forced you? To what? To hit me?
There's no other way to help you see that you're wrong.
You think hitting me will somehow help me see that you're right? Physical violence?
I'm sorry, okay? Look, let's move on. Be the Duchess you've proven you can be. Be my wife. Help restore excitement in the Chiesa. Granted, it's been a bad few months, but you can help make the Chiesa happy again. Leona, Duchess, come on.
You just assaulted me, and you're still only concerned about your reputation. Fuck you, Nicholas. There is no redemption for you now. I was the only one who believed in you. But now, I know you're just as worthless as people say you are.
Who are you even talking about? I have thousands of followers. No, literally hundreds of thousands. And whose words would they believe if it came between you and I? You think anyone would believe you or me? Their first father.
Made up titles for sad, pathetic boys. There hasn't been a father in centuries. You act like you could father anyone. Look around you. You hit a woman.
It's not that bad. You're only...
You think I'm faking it?
I think you think it's worse than it is. Come on. Let me see it.
Don't grab me. Nicholas, let go of me.
You won't even let me see it? How am I supposed to know it's as bad as you make it sound?
Trust me. Isn't that what you think marriage would be? A proof of faith in one another? You don't know how to trust in anyone unless they're telling you exactly what you want to hear. Have fun with your gang of outcasts, Nikki.
Leona, are you okay? Come here. Sit down. What happened?
I need you to promise me you'll never tell anyone.
I promise.
I mean it. Anyone. Not even Nicholas.
Of course. Tell me everything. How did you get hurt? Oh, sweetie. Your eye.
It was Nicholas.
Nicholas?
I told him I wouldn't marry him. I don't want to be married. I don't like the idea of being subject to anyone. And it led to an argument. You know how Nicholas gets since you two started the Chiesa.
I don't. I think I do. We've been getting into arguments ever since we started this. Before this, we always got along so well.
He said he didn't care about me. But then he wanted to get married to prove something to the Chiesa. I told him I wasn't going to marry him just so he could prove a point and that there were plenty of other girls who would have loved to marry him. He has been fond of a couple of them, and he had options. He got upset again and asked if anyone I had been sleeping with was in the Chiesa, and I told him that didn't matter.
Oh, Leona.
He hit me, Ares. He attacked me. I have never been assaulted like this before. Look here.
Leona...
He said he was sorry, but I left.
I will kill him.
Don't do that. He can't know that you know. He's confused. He's under so much pressure. We're all still learning how to deal without the dailies. I know he has affinity for me, and I have affinity for him. With all of the power he's assumed over the last couple of years, there's anything that could be done in retaliation. He loves me, but...
I'm afraid he could do something even worse.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. Just hold me.
We have to get you out of here.
Thank you.
He really said that to you.
Oh, you don't trust me either?
No, I do. I can't believe it. You've been everything to him all this time, and he just says that to you? Because of what? A failed attempt at resurrecting outdated family units?
I didn't know it meant so much to him.
Don't worry about what he feels anymore. We're gonna get you to safety. Where should we go? You know I can't take you to
Take me to the professor. He can keep me safe.
You'll have to tell me where he is. I don't know where he is.
I will.
I need to be upfront with you, Leona. I haven't told anyone about this yet, but I need you to know something. I'm going to stay in Prosperity with Nicholas. I know you're in pain right now, and the right thing for me to do would be to stay with you and the professor, but I can't do that. There are some changes that are about to happen.
What kind of changes?
I'll let you know later, but for now, I need you to know that I care about you, and I want you to get to safety. It isn't safe right now, and it may not be safe for a little while. Let's get you
to- No! What are you talking about? Tell me!
I wish I could! There's no telling who's listening at any time, even here. Hey now, come here. Things have been much harder since everyone has been off their dailies. Have you been taking yours?
Ever since I found out the dailies could be poisoned, I stopped. I don't know if these are withdrawals or if this is just what it's like to feel emotions, but I don't like it.
I know what you mean, Duchess, I do.
Please don't call me that.
Right, of course, I'm sorry. Listen, I know you're in pain, but if we're gonna get you to the professor, we probably need to hurry.
Okay.
Stay tuned for sneak previews for next week's episode of Universe 25. Universe 25 was written, directed, and sound designed by John S. Batcher. Written in collaboration with Alvin Lai and Nathan Woltering. Vocal talents for today's episode by
Maximilian Koger as Ares.
Danny Schuster as Nicholas.
Destiny Patterson as Leona.
Tom Harrison as the Professor.
Rebecca Boyce as Ermgard.
Rachel Adams as Joyce.
Beth Norris as the Doctor.
And by
Adam Arthur as Guard.
Casting assistance by Chad Bell. Post-production assistance by S.B. Rupert. And for the intro and outro narration, I'm Richard Braddock. Visit our website, universe25pod.com, for more information, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram for behind-the-scenes content. If you enjoyed this, please consider rating and reviewing this show on your podcast platform of choice. The Universe 25 theme music, Two to Tango, was created by Joe Blankenberg and used with permission by Position Music. Next week on Universe 25.
You're nothing, and you've always been nothing.
Get the physician!
Well, why don't we call it what it truly is? A cult.
We have tallied those who are proud to hear our results.
You of all people know my aversion to the lies the Chiesa created.
I'm going to join the Founders.
We came to investigate the murder of one of your citizens.
Now what?
Hey everybody, John Badger again. Two things really quick. One, if you like Universe 25 but want to hear some other stuff we've made and are still making, go check out Mercury Theater Podcast anywhere you found this audio drama. It's a lot of fun, made with adults in mind, edited with kids in mind. That's Mercury Theater Podcast. Check it out. And two, a huge thank you go to our newest patrons, Ann Robinson and Ted Adams. They are our newest patrons, and now we're 20% of the way to our goal of 30 patrons of any level to start production of Universe 25. We had a ton of fun making season one, but our talents all deserve to be paid for their work, as well as, you know, paying off the governor so we can stay in business. Go to universe25pod.com/support to find out how to make season two a reality. We even have an announcement about patronage benefits coming soon. I lied. There are three things. You're important just the way you are.